Hello, assalamu alaikum everybody, hope you're all safe, sound and healthy. And this is going to be part three because the kind of idiot moron that I am, with my brain being all scatty, once again I just rambled on and forgot the most important reasons and the most important topics that were supposed to be the constants and the changes of my life. Okay, so before I forget, swelling. Nah, I know many people can relate to this because many people have complained about bloating and swelling. Okay, forget the bloating issues. We all know what those are and why and all the different reasons and everything. But the swelling gets to me, especially it started in England. Yeah, weird. But the swelling of my feet and legs started in England. First, I blamed the shoes, you know, because to be honest, the shoes in England are now rubbish. Gone were the days when we used to actually look for the best of the best in shoes. And we would go to the UK to get, you know, Italian shoes. The shoes that I've actually spent so much money on in the UK came out to be absolute rubbish in so many ways. And so I kind of thought that maybe it was the shoes that were, you know, causing all that swelling in my feet. And I led a very, very fast-paced, active life there. I was always walking. I was always, you know, yes, standing for hours on end. Was part of my job. But then, you know what, even in Pakistan, standing for hours on end was my job as a teacher. So, and I did more walking, more in England than I've ever done in Pakistan. So why the swelling? I don't know. But then, you know what, this problem kind of persisted because when I came back to Pakistan, now people always say that, you know, when you sit on a chair, for example, then, you know, that causes swelling of the feet and the legs. Everybody's complaint is that. My complaint? I'm sitting on the floor, okay? I'm sitting on a carpet on top of which are two futons and on top of which I'm seated and I'm basically on the floor. You know, it's tatami style, if Japanese would say. And it is, you know, Indian style, Pakistani style, where I'm sitting down on the floor. And I'm working, whenever I'm always on my laptop, so I'm always on the floor. So why are my feet swelling? I'd like to know that. I mean, seriously, my feet don't swell when I sit on the chair, to be honest. But my feet are almost always swollen when I'm sitting on the floor. And my legs, not just my feet, but my legs, you know. So, yeah, I mean, okay, everybody says, oh, you know, when you sit at a higher place and you sort of, you know, have your legs hanging all the way down, it causes swelling because of blood circulation and stuff. But I don't sit high up on a chair. I'm always on the ground. Can anybody please explain to me why my feet and legs are always swelling? You know, well, okay. So, yeah, there's that. That is the one other change that has become a constant in my life. Now, another, and here's another thing that is a part of a constant, but it changed or metamorphed, you can say. I've always been extremely, extremely, extremely instinctive. I would literally know what a person is going to do before that person would do that thing. I would know what they're going to say before they said it, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, in the long run, when it really, really mattered, it never really helped me. So I just got so peed off and I wanted to stay away from God and I wanted to stay away from all these so-called gifts, which to me was rapidly becoming a curse. But you know what? It metamorphed into my beginning to predict not just rain, but the kind of rain. Yeah. Like right now, we've just had a torrential pour of rain with a 2-minute worth of a hailstorm sort of a thing. So it was hail and rain mixed. But, you know, this being my residential area, the hail would melt as soon as it would hit the glass. So there you wouldn't see any signs of hail anywhere near my house. Maybe in, if you go a little further ahead in the area, I don't know. But as per, you know, pattern, yeah. Yeah. No sign of hail. Nobody would ever believe me if I said it hailed. And in fact, I was a kind of, a bit sad that I couldn't record this episode while the torrential rain was breaking out because I really wanted to show you how well I predict lightning. Not lightning, thunder. So I don't think you will call it peripheral vision, because isn't the periphery usually the sides? You know, when you're looking elsewhere and you can see it from the side. In my case, I'm looking down. For example, I'm looking down and working. So, but somehow above the sky, you know, when it lights up with the lightning, you know, I can catch it. And it has come up to this point that when I see the color of the lightning, I know the kind of thunder it's going to produce. So it's literally been an hour of torrential outpour, okay, or downpour, sorry. And, you know, I, with every lightning that struck, yeah, I got 3 out of 3 right. 3 times lightning struck, 3 times the thunder crackled. Yeah, you know that really, I've noticed that when you see those reddish blue lightning, you know, when you see those reddish bluish, you know, more reddish than blue lightning that suddenly come up, then the thunder that follows is that crackling, smacking sort of, you know, as if somebody's cracking a whip and somebody's going to break the sky open and something's just going to fall. Like literally the feeling that the sky is literally breaking apart and, you know, falling down. That kind of thunder, you know, not the clap thunder, not the rumbling, no, the crack and whip sort of thunder, you know, that seems to feel as if something's just going to, that the literally the whole sky is breaking into pieces. Yeah, that thunder always follows. And when you see your blue, you know, your regular blue lightning, then you get the rumble, clap, the regular thunder. So that's been my, you know, it's always like that, the way I see it. And yeah. And yeah, how do I always know when it's going to rain? Don't ask me. Even I don't know. I don't know. I instinctively, whenever I look at the sky and when I look at the formation of the clouds, I know if they're going to pour and I know if they're not going to pour. I even know the intensity of the rain most of the time. I'm hardly ever wrong about that. Yeah. I even know the kind of rain that's going to come. You know, sometimes there are these heavy, heavy, heavy clouds, all black, like they were today. You know, but today was actually one day where even though I knew it was going to rain, because this was actually predicted anyway, this was not, although people might say, like my dad was like, this was sudden. And I'm like, no, this wasn't sudden. This was definitely predicted. But I saw the cloud formation and everything. But to be honest, I didn't think about what kind of rain it would be and if it would actually rain or not. Yeah, today was one of those days. But normally when I see clouds form, and if they're as black as they were today, I would usually, you know, people would say, oh, it's going to be a downpour. And I'm going to say, yeah, somewhere else in the city is going to be a downpour. But right here where we live, it's going to be a drizzle. And it usually is. So, yeah. People are thinking that we might have an early monsoon. I wonder if that's, you know, something that people are actually thinking. Because I was listening to this Indian vlogger who said that 2 days ago, this kind of rain pour occurred, you know, in India at her place where she lives. And she was saying that, you know, the most probably monsoon will come early. And I was thinking, monsoon is not supposed to be this early. Monsoon is always, you know, July, August, isn't it? So, am I wrong here? Why would they predict monsoon in May? So yeah, or maybe have I got my monsoonal months wrong all of a sudden? Right. So anyway, yeah. I wonder if these rains really are monsoonal. But you know what? Here's the thing. These kind of rains and these kind of unpredictable weather conditions, they're obviously a part of the Earth's, you know, rebirth, rejuvenation, death cycle. You know, it's this ongoing cycle. This is fine. Secondly, it is definitely global warming. Yes, but again, you know, as we know, I always put it this way, that the Earth began dying the very minute it was born. So the cycle of life and birth is literally simultaneous as far as I can understand and as far as I can see of the whole universe, really. And so obviously of Earth itself too. So it's like imploding, exploding, combustion and again rejuvenating all happening at the same time, you know? I wonder if anybody understands that. But anyway, that's my view point on this. But, and here's another viewpoint, also keeping that in mind. Remember, science only explains how things get done, you know, how things happen. They explain the process of it, but that in no way means that it utterly denies or rejects the religious or the spiritual point of view of those processes. Like, for example, if we would say that God is right now extremely peed off at our civilization, and these rains, these dangerous sort of torrential rains that are occurring in different parts of the world, are God's wrath, his punishment, his display of anger towards what his people are doing on earth, towards the Americans and the Israelis and what they're doing in Palestine, what they've done to Syria, what they've done to other countries, towards the Muslims and you know, in other countries who have failed to uphold their duty of jihad, towards Pakistan, again, because our people, I always say that these kind of sudden upheaval of, you know, of the climate, these weather conditions in Pakistan, is God punishing the people, showing his wrath, showing his anger. But people will obviously never care, never bother, never understand. There's literally destruction in its wake, but people will never understand. So remember, it does not, again, deny science, and science does not deny that. You're angry. Now, to explain what you do when you're angry is science. To explain how you do what you do, or to explain how you're getting angry and how the emotions are, you know, boiling up, that is all science. But that does not mean that your anger doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that science is saying that, oh, this is not your anger, this is just a process. No, it is a process that is a result of your anger, right? So yeah, science explains the process, but that doesn't mean that you should say that, oh no, because this is just, you know, a process, so you cannot say that this is God's wrath. No, it definitely can be and is God's wrath, I believe. And if only the people understood, because God has said it so many times in the Bible, in the Torah, in the Quran, that he shows his anger through weather, through earthquakes, through destruction. And as he said, anybody who has a pair of eyes and a brain would realize his signs, you know. So yeah, you need to realize that although at the same time it is part of the earth's evolution, the evolutionary process, but at the same time it is also part of, yes, spiritually, religiously speaking, it is God's wrath, his displeasure upon his human beings and what they're doing. Yeah. So this is one thing. I mean, I've always been connected to nature, yes, but this connection with the sky and the rain, it's been more than a decade. Yeah, it's been almost 2 decades, a decade and a half, maybe 15 years, I don't know. But yeah, this is something that just happened, you know, while I was trying to break my connection with God. Imagine that. Well, I hope this would be the last of the parts of the constants and changes in my life. Again, tell me what are your constants and changes? Let's see. In fact, you see, again, I'm forgetting something. I know again I'm forgetting something. It was something that I was going to tell you all, and it had something to do with my YouTube channel that I was saying that you could check it out there. But here we are. I've forgotten all over again. That's my brain right now. That is a constant in my life now, forgetting stuff. I can't remember, but okay. One just one part of it that I do remember. Yeah, I know, I used to do chain connecting to get my memories back, you know. If I remembered one part, then I would go back. Okay, so I remember this. So what was it? What was I thinking before that? Okay, what was I thinking before that? And I would always manage to get the whole memory back. Somehow this time I'm not connecting. But anyway, this much I remember is that if you do, do follow me on YouTube, because there was something I really wanted you guys to see on my YouTube that I can't remember. I only remember that I was going to say that, okay, so, you know, do check me out, do check the channel out and you will find it. God knows what it was I wanted you to find. But anyway, so my channel is, if you actually just type my name and write author next to it and write YouTube, you will immediately get it. The first link you get is mine. But anyway, so my name is Nagwa. It's not with a J. That's the mistake people usually make. So it's Najwa with a G. Nagwa Malik. Malik. Right. And the handle is, you know, as in my YouTube channel name, is justmoicontent.nm. So I'll repeat that. That is justmoi, justmoi content.nm. Yeah, so if you just check my channel, then there is something that I wanted you to see, which I can't remember, seriously. But yeah, just check out my channel over there. God knows what it was that I was supposed to show you there. Yep. Well, this is me signing out. Khuda hafiz.